Red tape is something that federal employees face just as much as anyone trying to deal with the government. The bureaucracy can deter its own workers from trying new things that might fail. That's the philosophy behind the Health and Human Services Department's Idea Lab. It's overseen by Chief Technology Officer Brian Sivak. He joins us now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. We just spent 10 minutes talking about who might be your new boss coming into HHS. We'll get down into the day-to-day work here. Tell us what parts of HHS mission, from your point of view, need the work of the Idea Lab, and maybe give us a little bit of background about the lab itself.
Sure. So when I first got to the department a couple of years ago, almost 2 years ago now, Secretary Sebelius and Deputy Secretary Bill Corr basically sat me down and said, look, we've got a massive organization here that does any number of really incredible things. I mean, when you look at the breadth of HHS, we've got about 90,000 employees who do everything from refugee resettlement to obviously administering one of the largest insurance companies in the world, caring for children and families, to basic science. I mean, it's incredibly broad. And the general concept is that while we're able to do a whole bunch of different things, there are a lot of challenges, as you mentioned, for federal employees to kind of cut through bureaucracy and red tape and to actually try to do new things. And that's really the goal of what we're trying to do here. The ultimate goal of the Idea Lab is really a more modern and effective government.
So how does it work?
So we have what we call a number of pathways in the lab itself. These are programs that we run that essentially allow both internal and external people to engage with the sort of overall structure of HHS in a number of different ways. And I can give you a couple of great examples. So one of the programs is called HHS Entrepreneurs. And the idea behind this one is that we ask people within the department, programs within the department, to suggest some pretty tough problems that they need to solve that they might not have the expertise on the inside to actually help them get to a solution with. What we then do is go out to the outside world and recruit people come in for a period of no more than 12 months. And that's important because it turns out that if you only have 12 months to execute, you kind of by definition have to do things differently. You can't wait 2 months to get a badge, right? You can't wait 15 minutes for your computer to boot up in the morning. So basic stuff like that. So we bring folks like this in who are able to take a look at these problems from very different perspectives and actually bring some really interesting solutions. I'll give you a great example. One of the things that HHS does is manage the organ donor transplant network process that kind of exists across the country. And in the first round of HHS Entrepreneurs, brought in a person from the outside. His name was David Cartier. He was a UPS employee who quit his job and moved out here for a year to basically redesign and redevelop the process for how procured organs get essentially taken out of bodies, labeled in a different way, in a more effective and efficient way, tracked and shipped, and then reinserted into recipients on the other end. And if you think about it, with an organ, every we save is incredibly important, and every organ is a life. And so if we can increase the number of viable organs that get into new bodies, then obviously we're doing some good stuff here. So that's just one great example. Another example is a relatively new program we have called HHS Ignite, which you can think of as an internal incubator or accelerator. So what we do is we ask teams to apply to be a part of a class. And it's a lot like Silicon Valley-style incubators. If they're accepted, we give them a short period of time, in this case 3 months, and a very small amount of money, $5,000, to actually execute on their idea. But most importantly, we provide them with a methodology and a curriculum, really, for essentially how to go about rapidly iterating on and executing on an idea in a three-month time period. Now, we don't expect everything that goes through HHS Ignite to succeed. It's just like Silicon Valley startups, right? But what we do hope to do is encourage this idea of intelligent and rapid failure and then celebrate that and help people learn from failure to iterate that back into the next version of what they're trying to work on. And those are just two of the pathways. We have four others that are kind of interesting in different ways, but they're all designed to kind of focus on different groups of people, both internally and externally, and bring new ideas up from the bottom and in from the outside.
We're speaking with Brian Sivak. He's the Chief Technology Officer at Health and Human Services. Has any of this process been applied to, like, healthcare.gov? And, you know, without getting into the big picture there, but are there functionalities and processes in that whole complex that maybe the Idea Lab could fix or get a faster way to a solution on?
Some of our projects, actually, from the first round of HHS Ignite, had some work that was dealing with some of the side aspects of healthcare.gov. So, for example, one of the big things that we were obviously doing in the last few months was trying to find out where the uninsured people were and really wondering, you know, trying to figure out whether our outreach methods and efforts were being effective, which methods were being effective, and what we needed to do more of and how we could target different people. And one of the projects that was part of that Ignite program in the first round was basically taking a number of different data sources and exploring whether we could mash them up in various visualizations to see whether or not ideas jumped out at us for ways that we could improve our outreach and marketing efforts. So that's just one example.
And what are your lessons for other agencies in terms of getting your own employees who are accustomed to routine to try new things, particularly ones where they might find that they spend a lot of time and then it doesn't work out?
So, you know, we have three basic tenets that we sort of apply to all of our work. Number one is that any individual, either inside or outside of the department, has the ability to positively affect the health and well-being of any American. But number two, people are more important, are more powerful when working together. So, you know, we want to make sure we can break down silos both from the outside world to the inside world, but also from the inside world to the inside world. A lot of these federal organizations are very, as you guys know, very hierarchical and very siloed. And then third, and this is something that, you know, in my sort of 5 years in government so far, I have yet to see proven wrong. I really believe that there is a solution to every problem. There are a lot of people in government who like to tell you no, but it turns out that there is always a way to get something done. And I think if you remember those three things and you have you have leadership like the secretary and the deputy secretary who really believe this stuff and see the value in the work that we're doing and see the value in what people in the department and outside the department are capable of, then you really have an amazing shot at changing the game, changing the status quo.
Brian Sivak is the Chief Technology Officer at the Health and Human Services Department. Brian, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks so much. And just one quick thing. If anybody out there does want to learn more, we have a website at hhs.gov/idealab. And feel free to shoot us any questions. We're happy to answer anything anytime.